Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Six 617-779-0985. Zoe not here this week. Hardy sliding on over for Zoe.
I sit in this low chair. I don't care for it.
Zoe is in Israel this week.
Of course he is.
With the Patriots people.
He was going regardless of the trip that he was on. This was what he had planned for his summertime fun time trip.
He had been looking to get to Israel. Yeah, it was on his bucket list.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was either that or sandals. And he had, I think they just ended up flipping a coin.
Yeah, it was for the cultural aspects. He was, he's a man who likes to be enriched culturally.
Yeah, he's not that type of guy.
He's very sophisticated. Under the radar sophisticated.
No, he wants history.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about world history. I'm talking about the beginnings of humanity and religion and all the spiritual, historical aspects involved. Either that,
none of it will be lost on him.
Yeah, either that or Atlantis. You know, it's just one of the two.
All right. There's a new story today in the Daily News on David Ortiz. The headline is one that will grab you. A drug lord, a car chase, and more. New details make Big Poppy shooting more complicated. I'm like, okay, what do we have here? And there's a lot in here, a lot of details. There are many sources in this story. And the first story in here that sort of stands out is that one Dominican source is one of three people who described an alleged incident involving David Ortiz in the Dominican Republic that took place months before he was shot last week. The sources claim that Ortiz's white Lexus was chased and cut off by a black Mercedes SUV before crashing in front of a firehouse. Firefighters came to his assistance, according to the sources, but an official report is not believed to have been made. The incident did not appear in the media. This was months before he was shot. This is believed to be the first time that someone was after David Ortiz trying to injure or send a message or do something to David Ortiz in the DR. This was now months ago. Not exactly sure on the date. The story does not pinpoint the date, but this, if true, according to three sources to the Daily News, would seem to indicate that there was no mistaken identity at the club or restaurant or cafe or whatever you want to call it last Sunday night, that there was no mistaken identity that the target of this shooting was, in fact, David Ortiz, right? If he was chased 3 months ago, or I say 3 months ago.
Months ago, and as you said, they can't put a date on it because it wasn't reported in any media. So again, this is one source saying that David Ortiz was chased off the road by the Mercedes SUV, crashed in front of a firehouse. The firefighters came out, helped him, but no official report was ever made as far as anybody can dig up. And it didn't appear in any news outlets of any kind.
And if you're David Ortiz and you're chased off the road, why would you not report it?
Because you know exactly what it's about and you don't want questions being asked.
Bingo. Which would then automatically lead you to believe that he knew something was up and that he knew he was in danger or knew that somebody wanted, you know, something to do with him and wanted to avoid it or wanted to avoid people knowing at the very least. This story goes on to say that while current reports say there could be additional arrests in the shooting case, the Daily News has learned that U.S. law enforcement agencies, including the Drug Enforcement Administration, are actively involved in the probe, and that a powerfully connected drug kingpin, believed to be nicknamed the Abuser, may be the one person of interest to authorities. Maybe not the one, but one person of interest to authorities. The Abuser is behind it.
The Abuser is a bad nickname. This is a nickname you would come up with like in a B-level movie script. The Abuser. Who do you work for? Who are you dealing for out on the street? The Herder. The guy who hurts people. So we call him the Herder. H-E-R-D-E-R.
No,
that'd be good too, though, because he herds all of us dealers. No, Hurt-er. No, that's not right. Hold on. Let me come up. The Abuser picked up the phone. The Abuser is the name of the drug kingpin?
The Abuser.
The Abuser.
Maybe that's a translated name. Maybe it sounds better.
It could be.
Yeah.
Okay.
The DEA won't comment, but two law enforcement sources confirm the DEA is investigating the shooting, and it is possible the U.S. State Department and other agencies are assisting too. Oh, I guess that selfie with Obama didn't hurt after all.
We did have a call that told us that U.S. law enforcement would not be cooperating under the direction of the current president because David Ortiz
was an enemy of the administration
because of his selfie that he took with President Obama at the White House.
Multiple messages left with the State Department and the Dominican National Police were not returned. At least two of the suspects have criminal ties in the United States. The AP reported the alleged gunman was indicted in a 2017 Clifton, New Jersey armed robbery case, but never apprehended.
All right.
The AP cited a news release from a county prosecutor's office, and another suspect is being sought by authorities in a Pennsylvania shooting. And so there's more to this that goes beyond this, and it involves other things related to, well, Eddie Dominguez, who's a former security agent for the Red Sox when Ortiz was on the team. He had that book, Baseball Cop, which was published last year. And so there's now more to do with Ortiz and, you know, who Ortiz associates with and the crowd that he is with. And is that somehow tied in? We'll tell you more of the details of that because there are more people speaking on that element of this. And some of the people that Ortiz is associated with that have found themselves in some trouble, including some gambling accusations and gambling ring ties that have been sort of tied back to David Ortiz. But the fact that it is possible that months ago someone tried to injure or hurt or worse when it comes to David Ortiz by running him off the road in the Dominican Republic seems to indicate that this shooting was in fact intended for David Ortiz, which would mean that what that guy said from the jailhouse the other day is complete fabricated.
Oh, he was
completely fabricated.
He wasn't telling the truth?
Lies.
That guy who was in
that
jail?
That he was not just confused
talking
about...
talking through the
right
windows?
Right.
Like he was in make 'em?
Made up.
Yeah. Like this all has like a To Kill a Mockingbird vibe about it. Anybody can just go outside and stand around the outside of the jailhouse and talk to these people. And, you know, you need someone to come down and, like, play protector for him. I don't have a lot of confidence that this case, we're going to get to the bottom of this ever, or that the suspects involved will live long enough to see, you know, their day in court anyway. I don't know. Call me crazy. Just don't have a good feeling about it.
617-779-0985. Zolak and Bertrand with Hardy in for Zone. McCone on the headlines.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
617-779-0985, the telephone number. The translation for the abuser in Spanish would be, what is it? El abusador? That's what it would be. That sounds a little better. El abusador.
It sounds like, what are the Mexican wrestlers known as? Maconi, a wrestling fan? Luchadors?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like that. That is a better name.
The abuser being the drug kingpin that may be responsible for the shooting of David Ortiz.
El abusador.
The drug lord. El abusador. So David Ortiz, by the way, I don't know if this is tied in somehow, but it's mentioned in the Daily News. And that is that going back to the, 10 years ago, former Red Sox manager Terry Francona had to be interviewed to discuss a friend of David Ortiz and evidence that had been discovered that a friend of David Ortiz had been betting on baseball games. It was a investigation that had been taking place. This had been written going all the way back to 2005. So let me read this to you. I want to shorten this the best way possible. Let me just summarize. A friend of Ortiz was found to have been betting on games in July of 2005 between the Red Sox and the White Sox in Chicago. This friend, nicknamed Manga, placed two $1,000 bets, one on the White Sox to win and another on the over-under, and he won both bets. This is according to Eddie Dominguez, who became a founding member of baseball's Department of Investigations back in 2008. He wrote that he later met with Ortiz, Terry Francona, and former MLB security chief Kevin Hallinan at Fenway in 2006 to discuss Manga and the evidence of gambling.
Also known as the gambler, translates to el jugador.
Jugador.
Ortiz's friend, el jugador.
Jugador. There you go. Ortiz denied knowing anything about the allegations, but no sooner had the Fenway meeting adjourned than Dominguez wrote that he got a call from his informant telling him that the barber who was running the gambling parlor that Manga had frequented,
El Informante,
had just shut down the operation. The whole thing got shut down. So Eddie Dominguez wrote that he turned over all his information from the investigation to an FBI task force. And then in 2007, multiple law enforcement agencies carried out a case known as Operation Barbershop. Can you translate that for me?
Yeah. It's going to be a good one. Barbería de Operación.
There you go. Manga was later arrested. This was reported at the time. Just the other day, we pulled up a story from the Globe archives. You can go back and read it for yourself at the time. I think it was a Shelley Murphy story. Manga was arrested at Ortiz's house. He was eventually charged with 9 counts of making false claims of U.S. citizenship, and he was deported. Ortiz was not disciplined by baseball in relation to the case. He fired back at the book after it was released. And defended his character, saying he was not going to comment on the episode, but someone was trying to diminish his image, trying to sell books. Well, this is the truth. The guy was arrested at his house and was deported. He allegedly stole an identity of someone from Puerto Rico, is how that story read at the time. If you go back and read the reports at the time, that's how he was charged to claim U.S. citizenship. He claimed to be someone he was not. And
identidad robada.
Okay, they arrested him at David Ortiz's home.
I'm just going to do this all day. Anytime you bring up something else in the story, I'm going to give you the translation.
But I don't know how that sort of factors into what was happening here.
It only speaks to maybe some fringe elements that David Ortiz, I won't even say involved with, I'll say had around him, right? Guys operating out there on the edges. You know, gambling on baseball games, stolen identities. Are they within his close circle? One of the guys was at his house, But the, you know, there are there were people in and around his life with questionable dealings.
And that's what this paragraph in the Daily News story says today, that despite his celebrity, sources say Ortiz seems to have invited trouble in his home country. One Dominican source called the neighborhood around the Dial Bar and Lounge not a safe area, and described the bars in that part of the city as well known for being full of people with unjustified money. New rich guys with attitude and unjust wealth, driving Lamborghinis and Rolls Royces. You don't have to be a genius to figure out how they have the money. David has a terrace in his home with a better view than the one he was at. It's unconscionable what happened.
Ortiz became known as the invitar problemis. Problem inviter. Trouble inviter. That's what he was known as.
Okay. What are you doing this on?
Google Translator? Just translator. Invitar problemis.
Dominguez said for this story, everything is fishy in the DR. What you see is not what you get. Everything is three-card Monty. So he said, we'll see what happens. You know, he's skeptical that this is actually going to, this investigation in the DR is actually going to lead to charges against the people who are actually responsible. He has his doubts about where the investigation goes.
Oh, yeah. I think we all have our doubts just based on how it's been handled so far. You had two guys hop off. You had one guy hop off a scooter, shoot him in the back, and he gets away. The other guy gets caught. Next thing you know, there's seven people indicted so far. You know, the wheels of justice may turn slowly in other parts of the world, including in this country. But generally, after a while, when an arrest is made, you got a pretty good idea that they have done all the investigating and they have the one or two or maybe three people that are really at the root of this. It's not just rounding up anybody whose name gets mentioned and throwing them all in jail and then getting to the bottom of it, which, as we all know, is not always the best way to get the real truth out of something. You got to investigate before you get the people there and they're willing to say anything just to get out of jail.
John is in Lowell. He's got a take on the abuser. John.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Hey, just real quick. So this report came out over the weekend by Angel Martinez. He's a known international detective and a political critic of the DR. So he's basically saying that the hit against David Ortiz was basically as a sacrificial lamb in a larger plot orchestrated by the Dominican National Police against Cesar the Abuser, Cesar el Abusador.
Okay, so where is this coming from?
It's coming from Angel Martinez. He's a political analyst slash detective based in the U.S., and he's of Dominican origin.
Okay, so where does he you know, write or report his stuff?
So he has a YouTube channel, and he's on Facebook also.
Okay, we're going to look into that.
He's also on LinkedIn.
So, Angel Martinez.
Yes, he describes himself as Detective Internacional.
And he believes it was the police taking a stance against the abuser so that David Ortiz is on the side of the abuser? Now, that would be a plot twist. That would be a theory and a half right there. The abuser is not against him. The abuser is with him.
Cesar the Abuser. Cesar el Abusador.
Wow. Damn, that's smooth.
It's an international detective.
Aaron's in the car. Aaron. Turn the radio down.
Angel Martinez, international detective.
Cesar el Abusador.
Aaron.
That would be a theory and a half.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I got to let you go. Not more I can do with that.
No. You did everything you could.
I did everything I could. I tried. I did everything I could. I'm sorry. 617.
Hey, Angel, could you investigate why people are having a nip out of the mini fridge and then end up dead 15 minutes later?
That's another
could
one
you investigate
down there.
That one for us, Angel?
Bootleg.
That seems like kind of a wacky Scooby-Doo type of mystery.
Bootleg booze.
Someone goes to get an ounce of Malibu rum. Next thing you know, they're puking their lungs out. And they end up dead 45 seconds later. Look into that one while you're at it, because David Ortiz, as awful as this is, still alive. People are dropping like flies. If you so much as touch the Snickers bar on top of your mini fridge at one of these hotels right now, you're dead in 11 seconds. Angel, look into that one for me, because I might like to go to the Dominican one day. Right now, I would have to take out a second mortgage on my home to buy enough hand sanitizer before I'd go near the front door of one of those hotels. Let me know.
Punta Cana, not safe right now. Not safe.
Good grief. If you're just looking for an idea as to where to take your next case, maybe you're like Spencer for Hire. Maybe just kick back in your office there on Beacon Street with your feet up on the desk, you know, with three fingers of scotch, and wait for some good-looking widow to walk in and say, I think my husband may have been the victim of foul play. Instead, here, I'll give you the case right now. People have a sip of Bacardi's and die. Why is that, Angel?
That's a problem.
How about that for Detective Internacional? Is that a case you would take?
Where is he based?
Miami. Okay. I'm gonna private message him on LinkedIn right now and see if he'll look into that one.
See if he'll look into that one for us. Here's McCone with the headline.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Also known as the gambler, translates to El Jugador. Or
I mean, Jugador.
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 Ortiz's friend, El Jugador.
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 There you go.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler.
Jugador.
There you go.
Both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness.
So here's my take on Ortiz. Got to have a take here on this.
He began to speak.
Just sort of giving you the information. Last week we had some callers. What is this guy doing in the DR? And my initial thing was, come on. Get off the guy's case. That's where he's from. That's his home. You can go home. You can go to the DR.
Of course.
Of course you can go to the DR. Here's the second guess, though. If you knew someone was trying to run you off the road a couple of months ago, and someone was out for you, and was trying to kill you, what are you doing hanging out in shady neighborhoods for?
Well, maybe he was
out in the street corners, literally right on the sidewalk.
Maybe
what are you doing?
Maybe he's next to the dealership where his car was getting fixed, and he was supposed to pick it up later that night. It's just bad timing.
A Sunday night, huh?
Beetle, they work hard, work weekends. David Ortiz's car needs to be fixed.
That's all. That's my second guess. So if you then knew, according to this Daily News story, someone tried to run David Ortiz off the road and his car crashed in front of a fire station going back a couple of months.
Okay.
In the DR. So if you knew someone was after you a couple of months ago and they already tried to get you once, why are you hanging out in the bad neighborhoods?
Okay, so the answer to
on the sidewalk.
So the answer to that is either A, you think he's reckless, or B, there was nothing to that story about him being targeted once before.
I wouldn't say reckless. I'd say keep a low profile. I'd say you might want to lay low for a little while.
Well, he had his back.
Have the friends over to your house. Again, yeah. That's what that story said. You got a nicer house than they have bar.
Oh, you think Ortiz's house is nicer than the Dial bar?
Yes.
Or is it Dial?
Dial. Have the friends over to your house.
I would think. Probably got a pool table.
It's probably got a pool table. Probably has a pool, too.
Probably ping pong.
Ping pong.
Ping pong is so much fun. Cornhole.
Darts.
Probably got nice cornhole boards.
Probably got a bar there, too.
What?
Yes. Probably hire a bartender. Probably has it all.
Well, it's not a mini bar.
Not a mini bar. Not the mini bar that they have at the hotels on the beach there. He probably doesn't have the bootleg booze at his bar. He probably has the real deal. That's what I would say. If you knew somebody was after you, you might want to not hang out there. You might want to keep a low profile for a little bit until you figure out what it is that's going on there. Yes, but this story also does say that his life may have been in danger even if he was still in the United States. And that it may not have been limited. So at that point, you say, well, can you go out at all? If these guys were dead set on finding you and trying to kill you, what do you do at that point?
But this other alleged incident took place some months ago, wasn't reported. How many times has he been out in public since then? I mean, does anybody think that's the first time he showed his face in public ever since he allegedly got run off the road? months ago.
I don't know if that happened. I don't know. You're right. I don't know how often he hangs out in that neighborhood with whoever it is he hangs out with in those neighborhoods.
Buying the car for the girl the day before seems like doubling down a bit, by the way, if you knew someone was after you. If that, there's still the connection there.
If true.
What's the translation for car dealer? Let me look into this.
Aaron is in the car again. Aaron, let's try this again.
Hey, Beatles, sorry about last time, brother. That was my fault, man.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Something tells me if you connect to all these dots that David Ortiz at a bar that is known to have nothing but, you know, people with millions of dollars but make it in the wrong way.
Unjust wealth, as they call it.
Mm-hmm. But what the hell is he doing there, first of all, foremost? Like you said, his house. He could be at his house anywhere else, right? Why is a guy running up behind on him trying to kill him? Why is someone running him off the road? If you connect the dots, this doesn't look good for David Ortiz.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I'm just saying.
Are you part of that detective agency in Miami? Yeah. Are you with Angel Martinez?
Are you Angel Martinez?
Guys, I wanted to bring up one more thing that absolutely vanished 2 years ago.
You what?
Listen, Beatle, 2 years ago, Hanley Ramirez. A guy got pulled over in Lawrence, Mass.
Yes.
With a bunch of heroin.
Yep.
And he FaceTimed Hanley Ramirez from his vehicle. Remember that?
I do.
Hanley Ramirez, another good friend of David Ortiz. Another bad person. He's just surrounded himself with bad people. I mean, you ask me, I think he's guilty. I think he's guilty of what?
Right. Well, I don't know what he's guilty of, though. That's the thing. I don't know what he's hiding or what he's guilty of. We don't know those things.
And it wasn't heroin. It was fentanyl, which is
worse.
Worse than heroin. To my mind, I think cops would rather, you know, open up a box and find a bunch of heroin than they would rather find a bunch of fentanyl.
No doubt.
Which you get on your gloves, and next thing you know, you're in the hospital.
No doubt. It's worse.
That driver claimed that he was carrying a box for Hanley Ramirez. So he used his name to get the cops off his back. This is according to a Boston Globe story. And that he, I think he tried to FaceTime him from the side of the road. Does that sound right, Beatle?
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. 617-779-0985. I see Ken and Lowell on the line. His subject line today is Millennials Keep Bitching.
Oh, boy.
Awesome.
Do you remember the last time we talked with Ken and Lowell was a week ago today on a Monday morning. And he had either continued his weekend or started his weekend really early.
Well, we'll find out which of those two things happened with him today and over the weekend next.
Oh.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Ken is in Lowell. Ken, how are you, bud?
What's going on, boys?
Hey, what's going on, Ken?
Well, you know, I'm kind of like pissed off. Not because the Bruins lost, but because all these millennials are thinking, hey, you know, I mean, you know, they come out of their mother's womb and they think they're entitled to a championship. Like, you know, this is, I got to watch my mouth.
It's okay.
This crap, this squat is pissing me off.
Now, how has this manifested in your life, Ken? Do you work with millennials? Are you related to millennials? Why has this irked you in such a fashion?
Because I lived through the chicken squad.
Yes.
Through the 70s and everything. I lived through the 67 Red Sox, the 75 Red Sox, the 86 Red Sox. I lived through all that. I gotta watch my mouth. I lived through all that crap.
Okay. Yep.
But what? How?
And they think, huh?
How are you coming into contact with millennials now? Are they going into Cappy's Copper Kettle and ordering up their foo-foo drinks and complaining because the Bruins didn't win the cup?
They're drinking, what's that called? What's the name of that chicken? Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple?
Yeah, Shirley Temple. Yeah, they're drinking that crap.
Yeah, because they're straight edge. Yeah.
You know, just get a Bud Draft and man up. I mean, man up is all I'm saying.
Yes. I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
I mean,
yes.
I mean, you know, what's that thing from ABC, Wide World of Sports with Jim McKay? The
thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Yeah, exactly. How can you experience heaven if you never experience hell?
Oh, my God. True words have never been spoken.
You know what I'm saying?
Two Mondays in a row.
I know. You're absolutely right, Ken. You cannot appreciate the good without having lived through the bad.
So, Ken, tell me, how'd you start the day today? What are you up to?
Well, now, I quit my job on Thursday.
Whoa!
Wow,
that's big news.
Big life changes, okay.
No, I mean, this is the sixth time I quit my job. I've been fired 7 times, but anyway. But I got another job. I'm starting on Wednesday. I'm going to be battling asphalt on Wednesday. But,
yeah, I'm with the crew up there in Lowell.
Yeah. So what do you do? What are you up to today?
Well, right now I'm drinking a beer behind the dumpster.
Okay.
Did I just swear?
No, you didn't swear. You're still good.
I thought I got shut off. Anyway, what I'm saying is,
in the kettle. You in the kettle today? You step outside. Is that what's going on?
Well, I'm gonna go. No, I'm out here. I just cashed out. I bought this guy's empties. Like, he had $50 worth of empties. I gave him $25, and I just cashed them all out. And then I got all this scrap metal copper going on, and this, that, and everything else. But this got nothing to do with nothing. But what I'm talking about, these millennials,
they suck.
Yeah,
they do.
It all ties in.
I mean, they think they're entitled to squat, but they're not. And you don't understand what it means to even get to Game 7. Of the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. You're essentially speaking about Tim McCone, who is in on headlines today. You are, in fact, a millennial, Tim McCone, right?
Yeah, accurate.
You fit in that. Do you feel that Ken is speaking to you in any way here in terms of your feelings?
Yeah, it's a sideswipe, no question.
Yeah. Ken, I'm going to let you go.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Good luck in the new gig.
I take it that Ken's not even listening. He's just checking in with us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the reception is bad near the dumpster. Because of all the metal, and it interferes.
Mm-hmm. I'm a millennial.
Are you?
Yeah. God, I'm on the older end of it, but yeah, I am. McCone, you are.
I don't get that sense about you that you feel entitled to championships.
No, God, no. It's freaking glorious what we're going through.
Right.
It's really going to suck when it ends.
Right.
It's going to be dreadful.
But you got to be a few years older than McCone, aren't you?
Yes. How old are you, McCone?
29.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know.
I gotta watch my mouth.
Yeah, McCone is really
anyone born 81 and after is millennial.
Well,
technically, which is
that's crazy.
Means anyone who's up to the age of 38 right now is millennial.
Right, but McCone, I'd say, is like in the wheelhouse for those people that we talk about when they say, you know, when you come of age and really start to follow and understand sports. And I'm not talking about the prodigies like Jim Louth's kid, who was watching Larry Bird videos at the age of 5. I'm talking about as like a 10 or 11-year-old, you start really paying attention. That's when the Patriots began this whole thing.
That's
been
fair.
Going on in Boston, right?
I got my heart ripped out in 03 by the Sox. That wasn't great.
All right. So what's that? What's
Celtics
were
awful growing up.
Do you remember the first Patriots Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You must.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
As like a 10-year-old, something like that?
Yeah. I remember that one. Celtics were awful. Red Sox, 03.
But they weren't awful for that long. I mean, you had to suffer through, you know, starting as a 10-year-old. Yeah, like 7 years, you know, since you really could pay attention and understand the sport. 7 whole years before the Celtics won an NBA championship. How did you do it?
Yeah, you had to. You got a championship in your teens. Suffering.
Yeah. I mean, I
watched Todd Day for like 3 years. That wasn't great.
I honestly felt spoiled as, a kid growing up in Detroit. With the Tigers win in 84, and then the Pistons winning back-to-back in the late 80s. Like, that was an embarrassment of riches
for
that
town. Lions won that playoff game in 91. It must have felt like...
Well, that we almost burned the town down after that. You're an ass. I'm going to bring that up, man.
Lions pride.
Restore the roar.
Restore the roar.
It's happening.
Restore the roar.
You watch. This is our year.
617-779-0985. We have calls on just about everything. Ortiz, the Celtics, responses to Ken.
All right. Ken's like a day trader now. He bought $50
worth of empties
for
$25.
Because somebody wanted the cash right there and didn't want to go through, you know, the
millennial trouble. Wanted the easy way out.
The trouble of like hauling it down. And scrap metal, that's no joke. Ask your friends over at Spiegel Scrap Metal. That's a real business.
That's no joke is right.
That requires some real effort.
Well, no, my question was, where did he get the copper from?
Don't worry about that. They weren't using it.
He never explained where the copper came from.
Well, whoever had it obviously didn't want it.
He stole
it. Or else they wouldn't have left the door unlocked.
He stole the copper kettle.
The actual copper kettle.
The actual copper kettle is missing.
Do you know how much that'd be worth? Like an actual full kettle made out of
Cappy's copper kettle is being melted down as we speak.
Well, right now I'm drinking a beer behind the dumpster.
Oh, this just in. They've changed the name of the bar to Cappy's Stainless Steel Cauldron. I wonder why.
He quit his job for the 6th time. He's been fired 7 times.
Does that mean he's had 13 separate hirings at that job?
I don't know, but he's going to be putting down asphalt come Wednesday.
You know what? And good for Ken, because a lot of people would shy away from joining an asphalt crew as we enter the hottest part of the year. But Ken's like, go screw. I've been to 38 countries. I've paratrooped behind enemy lines. I killed a bear with my bare hands in the Yukon.
I can do asphalt in July. No problem. Asphalt in July? Cakewalk. You stupid millennials can't handle anything. That's Ken's attitude. That is Ken and Lowell to a T. All right, I promise we'll go right to your calls after these headlines with McCone. He'll get you caught up on everything, including the latest with the...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline. MA.org.